Zechariah chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you were angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. Not like this morning. It's a warm, sunny day, so you're taking a walk, and you notice a butterfly struggling to emerge from its cocoon. It seems stuck and losing strength. So you snip it free. Well, that act of mercy just condemned him to never fly. For you see, in God's wisdom, in his order of creation, that struggle is necessary for fluids to be pumped into the wings so that it can float and soar on the breeze. Our pre-incarnate Savior, sitting on the eternal throne of heaven, was opening the cocoon of the Babylonian captivity. He'd raised up Cyrus to set the Jews free, to go and build his temple. His grace moved a remnant of them to leave behind their businesses, extended family, the high standard of Babylonian life, and return to the rubble and ruin of Jerusalem. So, yeah, they had rubble to clear, houses to build, fields to plant, and yet that grace of God moved them to first build an altar to worship the Lord. And yet now they were facing unrelenting troubles and struggles. How often do we, and as a result, feel like butterflies struggling to get free from our cocoon, stretch our wings and soar? How often don't we cry, how long, Lord? Why won't you snip us free? Did you hear the Lord's answer? He himself was pleading for us and answers, I am zealous for Zion, my church. Although the Lord had raised up Cyrus to set the people free, the believers there in Jerusalem now felt stuck. Couldn't get out of their cocoon, unable to pull themselves free. When they began to build that temple, the Samaritans offered them help. And some thought, hey, that is really great. We need the help. And some thought, well, maybe that's not a good idea. You see, the Samaritans recognized that Jehovah was the God of the land, but they also recognized lots of other gods. And so the believers recognized that if you allow the lies and errors to be mingled with the truth, you no longer have truth. And therefore no reason to build the temple. So they stood faithful. These lies and errors are not a part of the Lord and his truth. But the Samaritans didn't like that. In fact, they resented it, opposed them, and the building of the temple ground to a halt for 16 years. Some of the Jews probably concluded, see, we should have been more tolerant of different religious views. And some concluded, God must not be with us. All of them were discouraged. How often do we get discouraged? Yeah, even specifically about following all of Jesus' words. Faithfulness to all of his teachings can be hard. You know, even when Jesus was walking on this earth, Many of the people were told turned away from him because they concluded, this is a hard saying. Should we conclude? It's too hard to follow all of Jesus' teachings. Or, as the others concluded, he must not be with us. This vision was an answer then and now to such doubts with a resounding no. I am zealous for Zion, the Lord announces from his eternal throne. So yes, be faithful to my word. Yes, Jesus allowed the Jewish remnant to struggle for those 16 years, and he will allow us to struggle. He knows that fluid has to be pumped into our wings so that we spread them in dependence on him, that this is more important for us than having our external ease in this world. And yet, before our text, the reconnaissance troops of the Lord had reported to Jesus, the earth is resting quietly. When, you might properly ask, has that ever happened? Never in an earthly way. People are in turmoils, war, disease, the church itself persecuted. And yet behold the miracle of verse 12. Jesus knew his flock was discouraged. He heard their prayers. And he appealed to his Father on their behalf. And he is doing the same for you right now. Now, the Jews were praying that all the earthly obstacles would be removed. Jesus did hear their prayers. He hears ours. But notice what his answer was. Not a promise that he would remove every earthly obstacle, but he did give them a word of promise. I am zealous for Zion with great zeal. Jesus' zeal to save moved him to be born of a woman, born under the law, to fulfill that law for you and me. Jesus' zeal brought him to Calvary's cursed tree to bear the punishment of all your sins and mine. Jesus' zeal brought him through that iron wall of the grave to give life to you. Jesus' zeal brought him up to the throne of God where he can and does hear and answer your prayers. Jesus' zeal is directing his reconnaissance troops around the world to keep things so that you can rest quietly in the Lord. Sins forgiven and souls redeemed. Jesus' zeal that gave himself for you will certainly also preserve you through abiding in his word. The zeal of the Lord of hosts has accomplished this, everything, to give you quiet rest in the peace and security of your Savior. Jesus promises, I am zealous for Zion, my church. Therefore, we can be confident in him. We can spread our wings in dependence on him and soar over the ashes of time into the glory of his eternal presence. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 221, 221, 1 and 5.